USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the world loosens their lockdowns against the coronavirus, health experts are expressing dread over what they say is an all but certain wave of death and infections. Columbia University Dr. Ian Lipkin says we're risking a backslide that would be intolerable. President Trump was asked if deaths are on the horizon.
We have to be warriors. We can't keep our country closed down for years, and we have to do something.
Coronavirus cases have continued to rise steadily in many places like Iowa and Missouri since governors began reopening. The president also says he's not dismantling the coronavirus task force.
We'll be adding some people to the task force, and there'll be more in the neighborhood probably of opening our country up.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
About 90% of states have loosened their original coronavirus-related stay-at-home orders this week. Hippolito Grimaldo is a florist in Los Angeles.
We've been closing for a long time, and we have to make some money. Thank you. Thanks for this opportunity. But we promise we're going to take care of the customers.
But there has been concerns by some infectious disease experts that the U.S. is loosening its grip too quickly amid mounting evidence the virus will continue to spread and lead to even more daily deaths. Former head of the CDC, Dr. Thomas Frieden, took his concerns to Congress.
As bad as this has been, it's just the beginning. Until we have an effective vaccine, and unless something very unexpected happens, our viral enemy will be with us for many months and possibly many years.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 218 points, the S&P down 20, and the NASDAQ up 45. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More coronavirus tests are hitting the market, USA's Tim Berg reports.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the United States has conducted over 7.5 million coronavirus tests. Regarding testing everyone, McEnany says,
let's dismiss a myth about tests right now. If we tested every single American in this country at this moment, we have to retest them an hour later and then an hour later after that, because at any moment you could theoretically contract this virus. So the notion that everyone needs to be tested is just simply nonsensical. The people who need to be tested are vulnerable populations. That's why Dr. Birx has repeatedly emphasized we need to surge nursing homes with the testing.
A Republican senator says there's something ironic about the coronavirus economic stimulus plan. USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky speaking out against the current stimulus spending during the coronavirus pandemic.
The $3 trillion that we've already passed out is imaginary money. It's being borrowed basically from China. So the irony is we got the virus from China, and now we're going to be more dependent by borrowing more money from China.
The senator from Kentucky commenting on Fox News saying the economic calamity will continue if people are forced to stay home. Paul's the only known senator to test positive for COVID-19. He says he can't get the virus again and can't give it to anybody, so he won't be wearing a mask. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm Wendy King.